WIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have arrested two more teenagers in connection with the death of a teenage girl earlier this month. Police say 17-year-old Jatari Bass and 19-year-old Henry Wallace are each charged with reckless felony murder in connection with the death of 15-year-old Kiana Williams. After nearly 3 years, repairs to a Macon County bridge that was destroyed by severe flooding are almost complete. Macon County leaders hope to have the bridge on County Road 32 back open by December 22nd. And the Alabama Career Center System is holding emergency meetings for those affected by the closure of Virginia College. The meeting in Montgomery will take place next Wednesday at the Montgomery Career Center on East South Boulevard at 1 o'clock. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on the Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The president's former attorney is heading to prison.
Michael Cohen sentenced to 36 months.
British Prime Minister Theresa May survived a vote of no confidence.
We now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people.
Global manhunt after the deadly terror attack near a Christmas market. The scene in Strasbourg, France. As the shooting unfolded, the gunman was apparently shot too and then jumped into a taxi.
The opioid fentanyl has surpassed heroin as the deadliest drug in America for the first time ever.
The publisher of the National Enquirer flipping, helping prosecutors, and admitting to paying hush money to help Donald Trump win. Prosecutors say they knew they were breaking the law and admit they did it anyway.
The Library of Congress is adding 25 films to be preserved by the National Film Registry. Some of this year's new additions include The Shining, Jurassic Park, Brokeback Mountain.
A tank at a German candy factory overflows, covering a road in chocolate.
An army of firefighters shovel the sweet solidified mess away.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. TGIFE, but it's also Thumbs Up Thursday. So you see a police officer, give him a big thumbs up. Also a reminder, this hour is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Looking for a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Don't forget about our good friends, Don Duncan, All American Tire and Auto. 2 locations on Madison Avenue, 1 location on Bell Road, new location in Millbrook, right behind the McDonald's and Highway 14. You're traveling for Christmas? Go by and see Don or one of the locations and get your car checked out so you'll be road ready. Let's go to the phones and go to Alan. Alan, welcome aboard.
Hey, how are we doing this morning?
Alan, I'm good. And you?
Good. Last guy kind of threw me off. Yeah. My big question, Dan, is with all these guys who are in these professional positions, why don't we ever have their itineraries? Every one of these guys have got secretaries, folks looking out for them who are incredibly sharp people who keep their phone conversations, who you got to talk to, where'd you go on this day. I mean, it seems to me that I know when I used to prep my people for court, I made sure they reread reports, they reread their prior days, schedules leading up to it to make sure that, you know, they didn't get tripped up or tricked. And I don't understand why folks in these positions, Comey and Flynn and all them, why they plead, I don't remember. Well, there's enough information somewhere where they should obviously know, never mind the fact that these guys aren't dummies. They didn't get into those positions without having some smarts upstairs.
Of course. So what? I'm not following what you're saying then.
Well, I'm just wondering why we don't hear from their secretaries, or why we allow, I don't remember, to be an answer when an awful lot of these things that they're being asked can be found out through their itineraries while they were in office, schedules, you know.
Yeah, but most of these questions
can actually be.
Most of these questions are presence of mind, not necessarily something schedule-oriented. So, in other words, if he says, did you talk to Christopher Steele, not that I remember.
You know, I would think that at certain levels, I mean, even at levels where I was before, a secretary would have a pretty good idea of who I talked to on most days because they had to set up the phone calls. Most of those guys don't do their own calling and scheduling things. They have someone who does it for them. It goes into, a written list for the day. They keep those on their iPads or whatever so that, you know, they know when their appointments are. I would know when I talk to someone from Russia.
Okay.
You're not getting me, right?
I'm not sure that there's a lot of that documentation around. Like for me, when I was there, I had a schedule every day. And so
right.
I knew what time my staff meeting was and, you know, if I had a lunch appointment or meetings, senior staff meetings I had to do.
So if you had meetings with dignitaries or phone calls to make, you had it on your schedule of things to do. So if 6 months later they go back and question you about it, you have things you can check.
Yep.
And to find out when that was. I mean, I'm using Comey as an example. What did he say? I don't remember over 200 times during his testimony.
But again, it was a thought of mind type question. Do you remember meeting, you know, Christopher Steele? No, I don't remember meeting him.
Okay. Well, I just don't understand how so many of these guys have these meetings with folks of influence and don't seem to remember anything.
I can answer that. It's because they don't want to remember it, so they want to have plausible deniability.
Right. But then there are folks who work for them who can verify things really happened, right?
We don't know that. Thanks, Alan, for the talk.
All right.
Appreciate it. Kind of feisty audience today. Let's continue on with Paula Reed and talking about Team Trump.
The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, told me yesterday that he believes Cohen is a liar and not a very good one at that. But while Giuliani has claimed for months that investigations into the campaigns are wrapping up, we learned yesterday the president's legal troubles are far from over.
So let me ask you about the National Enquirer, because the head of AMI, David Pecker, is a longtime friend of the president's. What does his cooperation now mean for President Trump?
And this is a big problem for the president, because right now the president and his lawyers, they're arguing that these payments to alleged mistresses had nothing to do with a campaign. But here is part of this plea deal. AMI, the parent company of the National Enquirer, admits admits that its chairman was meeting with the campaign, promising to help suppress stories in an effort to help then-candidate Trump get elected. So this helps to bolster prosecutors' claim that this could have been a campaign finance violation.
Have you heard why Mr. Pecker, to be honest point, is cooperating? Because he is a longtime friend of Donald Trump's. Why has he decided, I'm going to now turn over on you?
I mean, it just seems like good legal counsel that you'd give any sort of client, right? If given the stakes here, it seems like a very good way to proceed, to admit to your wrongdoing, to cooperate.
You all remember that video of the president on Air Force One answering the question of whether or not he knew about this payment.
He said,
no. Evolved. Yeah, it's evolved.
It's on tape, Bianna.
Yes, it is on tape.
Is this a case of someone being kind of, say, we're going to charge you with this higher crime if you don't cooperate on AMI? Also, there's a little parsing and said they were having conversations with the campaign about tapping down stories that could hurt the campaign. Mm-hmm. Is that the method they were talking about, or were they talking about doing what they call freeze a story, where they've got a story, but they freeze it, and they don't do it because something's out there? So there are a lot more pieces to this than they kind of the first cut that they were talking about. Let's see. We've got Peter Ducey does a little report on the wall here in Congress and what's happening there.
It looks to me like he's serious as four heart attacks and a stroke. I mean, he's not bluffing. If I were playing poker with him right now and I didn't have the cards, I'd fold, man. He's not bluffing.
That is Senator Kennedy's style, all right. Peter Ducey is live on Capitol Hill for us this morning. Peter, how close is the House to voting on a bill that just funds the wall and nothing else?
I think they've got the votes to do that, Sandra. Passed just $5 billion worth of border wall money and nothing else, according to the House's chief deputy whip, Patrick McHenry. But they're not going to do it because over in the House, leaders see the funding fight as a Senate-driven exercise. So they're going to see what lawmakers over here are able to get through. And Senate Republicans are arguing now that the president is really only asking for a sliver more money at the border than Democrats agreed to during the last funding fight.
The way out is to get back to being reasonable with each other. How can you vote for $25 billion for a wall/border security in February of this year and say that the president's doing something unfair by asking for $5 billion versus $1.6?
But Democratic leadership will not budge, and their membership now says that's because all this border wall money is coming from accounts in the wrong country.
The president used to say that the Mexicans would pay for the wall. Now he's demanding billions of dollars, and the American public doesn't agree with it. We should fund the government and then go home whenever we go home. But the mission is to fund the government and keep it open.
And whatever the Senate decides to squeeze through, it's going to be tougher to pass through the House, where about two dozen members are already home, and they say they're not going to come back to vote on anything. Sandra.
Let's go to the phones and go to Socha Boy. Socha Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Beautiful weather.
Well, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Excellent.
Great. The show's been good.
Thank you.
Very good. Here's the thing. I was a good point was yesterday when Mr. Trump televised when Nancy Pelosi was there with Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
That is the perfect. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for showing it left what true transparency is. Has any president ever done anything like that?
Not that I recall.
I don't believe so either. And that's where Mr. Obama kept talking about all this transparency in his first run for the presidency. And here's our president and showing true transparency. And, man, they made themselves look stupid, because if you're looking as a conservative, you're looking, you wonder why these people showed their true colors right on national television. Everybody, even if you're a liberal or a Democrat, had to have seen that your national security is not important to those two nuts.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that Trump is going to necessarily win this, particularly after we had what Peter Ducey was just saying, but because a lot of members of Congress have already gone home.
They worked for us the last time I looked, Dan. I need to get their butts back to work. I've been called in to work. When I was in the military, I got called into recalls. They can come in, and that's the problem. They forget. They work for us.
Yeah, but they don't. The ones that lost don't work for. You know, they're on a short leash. Is our problem there?
I got it. And here's another thing I got to ask. How much money is he asking for? $5 billion.
Yep, $5 billion.
Okay. How much did Mr. Obama knock off on uncirculated currency and multi denominations on a flight line on pallets?
$150 million. I think it was $150 billion.
God, we can't even get $5 billion for our own national security. A little disparity. Yeah.
Well, and here's the credible thing is that Schumer voted for this and voted for it a couple of years ago in bigger numbers.
About the having the fence up?
Yeah, doing
well. Well, even Mr. Obama and Hillary even talked about years ago. It's just they changed their tone and their song and their beat of their music to meet whatever their agenda is.
Yeah, it's political and it's not the best for the country.
Yep. And what's the number one thing to do is to protect this country. Is that correct? We don't have anything if we don't have protection from our country.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the top jobs that the president has.
I remember it every time I swore in, I reenlisted in the military to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, if it keeps it going on, I might have to try my BDUs and see if they still fit, Dan.
Okay.
Because I'm starting to see some enemies in this country, and they happen to have American citizenships. And those words, I took those words seriously every time I swore in.
I did, too.
And that meant a lot. And that was one of the most enjoyable things I did in my 26 years of military service. And that is, I look forward every time reenlisting and and swearing in and to protect the Constitution. And it was some tough times because I had to, adhere to the commanders and chiefs appointed over me. And it wasn't easy during the Carter and the Clinton years. It wasn't easy.
But it was during the Reagan years, right?
Well, man, I tell you, thank you, Mr. Reagan. When we were in the military, Mr. Reagan gave us a 4% pay raise, the best I ever got. Best. I mean, he did really appreciate the military.
He did. Absolutely, he did.
And he took care of us. And I hate to say it, I mean, Trump got us a 2.5, I heard, this year. But during the whole Barack Obama administration, sometimes the committees that approved like a 2%, and he would never approve anything over like a 1.5, 1.6. So he made it very clear that he didn't think very highly of us.
Soldier boy, I got to go, buddy. I got up against the break. Thanks for talking.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Both of us searching for some perfect world we know we'll never.
Dan Morris Show.
But you know that there's nowhere that I'd rather be than with you here today.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
What are some things you can do during the holidays? Decorate, wrap something, have a movie marathon, throw a party, do something memorable? Do something memorable, like saving $7,500 on any new 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee in stock. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and the memories can be made during our 2018 Big Finish event. The 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee offers exceptional off-road capability without sacrificing on-road ride comfort. It is refined with a quiet, well-finished cabin and composed ride. Happiness can be yours this holiday season with $7,500 off any new 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee in stock. It's a memory in the making during the 2018 Big Finish event at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. $7,500 off list price, not MSRP. Based on availability. Offer expires December 31st.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228, that's where we are. You just heard Dick Brubaker talking about is a better buy at Brubaker. They are very serious about selling trucks and cars, but particularly in trucks. So I'm telling you, this is, you want to do it before they finish out this 2018 year. You want to get out there, find out what they have, make a good choice, and make a really, really good deal, because it is a better buy at Brubaker. Peter Ducey is going to be talking about Mexico paying for the wall and what Trump tweeted today.
Peter, what does the president say about Mexico not paying for the wall right now?
He was just addressing this, Sandra, on Twitter, where he wrote this. I often stated one way or the other, Mexico is going to pay for the wall. This has never changed. Our new deal with Mexico and Canada, the USMCA, is so much better than the old, very costly and anti-USA NAFTA deal that just by the money we save, Mexico is paying for the wall. And lawmakers here are normally motivated by either weekends or holidays just to get stuff done, but there is a lot of real serious talk about them being here on Christmas.
Ooh, that would be a changer there. Let me see, time.
Yeah.
There's Congressman, he's going to weigh in on the wall here. Let's listen in.
I think if we focus on what we're all interested in, I hope, which is a secure border, then I think we can get there.
I'm old enough to remember when Mexico was going to pay for this wall. It seems to me that we ought to be able to work this out. The American people want us to solve real problems, not to have government shutdown fights over a difference in spending levels.
I think border security is enormously important, but I think building a wall is a very costly and inefficient way to do that. I'm not quite sure that he has the votes in the House.
The president has got a point. He does have the ability to protect the country under the Constitution.
Congressman Lee Zeldin is a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He joins us now. So funding the border wall, Congressman, is there going to be a government shutdown over this debate?
It's certainly possible. It's looking like that. I would say over the course of the next 6-7 days, as you get towards the middle of next week, you might see jockeying on both sides, Republicans, Democrats, the President, Senator Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. But it may not be until the middle to end of next week where we can be able to answer that question more concretely, with the government funding not running out until next Friday. And it should be, I mean, it's worth pointing out that 70-80+% of the federal government is funded for the rest of the fiscal year. But as far as that partial government shutdown, this time next week, hopefully we'll have a more solid answer, and hopefully it can be avoided with the added funding that's necessary for border security.
So I'm not sure if Trump is going to get the wall thing. I think what his backup position is going to be the military. And he's basically going to say that since you will not fund this, we're going to do it through the military and use them on the border and have them to start to do the construction. And he's going to basically say, I gave you an opportunity to do it, but you didn't want to protect the country, so I'm going to have to do it on my own. So let's continue on with the congressman. He's going to address Mexico and the NAFTA issue.
Well, you heard Sherrod Brown there saying the president used to say that Mexicans would pay for that wall. Well, the president addressed that in a tweet this morning saying this. I often stated, quote, one way or the other, Mexico is going to pay for the wall. This has never changed, he writes. Our new deal with Mexico and Canada, the USMCA, is so much better than the old, very costly and anti-USA NAFTA deal that just by the money we save, Mexico is paying for the wall. I think this probably just gives us a taste of that jockeying to which you referenced that we're going to see over the next few days.
Well, that's right. A lot of money goes back and forth between the United States and Mexico, and in different ways. We are seeing an improvement over what was NAFTA that is going to help the American economy, the American companies, the American worker. We'll be able to create more jobs here in the United States, more tax dollars being paid, so that what was negotiated is a net benefit to the United States over the status quo. So the point is well taken, and I think that we really need to look at it with a broader view. That there are many different ways that our relationship to United States and Mexico can improve where we're helping the American economy and help the American taxpayer.
So now the congressman is going to talk about a possibility of a vote here, a wall vote.
You know, it's really fascinating, that Oval Office meeting the other day. It's not too far from our memories because it was a big moment to see Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the president in the Oval Office, hashing out, trying to negotiate with the cameras rolling. And in that meeting, the president said he would not blame Democrats for a shutdown over the $5 billion demand because he would be glad to take the mantle of responsibility. And I know that really stunned some Republicans to hear him say that. Did the president give up leverage in this debate by saying that?
I think the president was just trying to do the right thing. He was trying to say what was right. Listen, if we're going to have this debate and blame is going to go around because we're having a debate over border security, because the president in that situation, saying he wants to combat the heroin opioid abuse epidemic and drug trafficking, it's not just about people crossing illegally, but things that cross illegally as well. If you are concerned about sex trafficking, drug trafficking, human trafficking, we should have this debate. We should improve national security. So the president was trying to say, I believe, that he will own it. Mm-hmm. But I think what's really important to note here is that we need 60 votes in the Senate. And I don't see the problem with getting the 60 votes in the Senate amongst the Republicans. It's that you need to have some level of bipartisanship. Senator Schumer can't just prevent all of the Senate Democrats from voting for it. So ultimately, even if the president says that, it's really on the Democrats if they're the ones not providing the votes to secure our border.
Let me go to a break. Dan Barr Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Bay River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
During this special time of year, we should all take a moment and count our blessings. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we understand it's you, our loyal customers, who have helped make us so successful over the years. To the Mr. Electric team, the safety of your home and family are more than just a job. It's a passion we share. Our dedication to providing quality workmanship and total customer satisfaction is always a priority. From everyone at Mr. Electric, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks for your business over the past year and wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. And remember, when you have an electrical problem, don't take chances. Give us a call and...
I'm Rich Dennison. A Russian operative pleads guilty to conspiracy charges and agrees to cooperate with federal prosecutors.
Court documents reveal Maria Butina worked to develop relationships with politicians through her contacts with the National Rifle Association and other powerful organizations. Butina admitted to one count of conspiring to act as a foreign agent in the U.S. without registering with the government, a felony that carries a possible five-year sentence.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. President Trump today in an interview with Fox News blasting the special counsel's office for how it's treating his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
They took a general that they said didn't lie, and they convinced him he did lie, and he made some kind of a deal.
Flynn is awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty to lying to the FBI. He has been cooperating in their investigation into Russian election interference. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're tracking another storm system on the way. For today, cloudy, becoming breezy. Slight chance of an afternoon shower. A mild day today with a high temperature near 60. For tonight and Friday, rain becomes likely, windy, can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. Tonight's low 53, tomorrow's high in the upper 50s. Then on Saturday, a mostly cloudy day, a few sun breaks perhaps, a small risk of a shower, high temperature around 57. On Sunday, a better day, partial sunshine, high around 60. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you stay ahead of weather changes. Plus, you have instant access to all my videos and blog updates. It's the best weather app out there. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam with Blue Water Broadcasting Sales. And you know what? I hope this is going to be the merriest and the happiest new year you've ever had. Please be careful and remember the reason of the season. From all of us right here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
.27 29 228, that's where we are. You know, Troy Gowdy is leaving Congress, going back home. He's going to open up a law office with some other attorneys in Spartanburg, I believe it's Spartanburg. And so we did this interview with Fox last night, and it's a kind of an interesting interview. He didn't hold back.
Security advisor to the president. It has now been revealed by him that when he was interviewed by the FBI, who wanted to know whether or not he was involved in any sort of collusion during the campaign or the transition with Russian officials to influence the U.S. elections, he says that Andrew McCabe advised him that he did not need an attorney present during that interview. And as we know, what he is going to be sentenced for is lying to the FBI in that meeting. What do you make of that?
A stunning departure from the way they handled another investigation called mid-year examination. With Secretary Clinton, they had multiple lawyers who were also fact witnesses in the room. There are allegations that they supplied the questions to witnesses ahead of time. And there's the clear insinuation that certain witnesses did misrepresent material facts to the investigators, but no one was charged with making a false statement. If you look at the Russia investigation, Flynn, Papadopoulos, Cohen, I mean, I'm not minimizing lying to the FBI. I mean, I prosecuted people for it, too. But if that's all you have, it's serious. But it suggests that there's no other larger crime. No one in the Clinton investigation was prosecuted for making false statements. And I just named three. For him to be told you don't need a lawyer present, and for them to allow her to have fact witnesses who were lawyers present, is a stunning dichotomy that does not reflect well on the Department of Justice.
And boy, that's the understatement of the year. And Troy Gowdy was a big supporter in DOJ and methods, and he was the guy who said, no, just let Mueller do his job. Mm-hmm. And he really has changed. He really sees the mishandling of this on the prosecuting side. If there's a guy who would be looking at some prosecutory misconduct, I think Troy Gowdy would be one that would see that. So he's going to continue on here and talk about the rhythm that happens with the prosecutors.
Michael Cohen sentenced to 3 years. What do you make of that?
It's about right. It was the low end of the guidelines. He provided information, but the Southern District did not view him as a cooperator. But again, Martha, it's the same fact pattern. Michael Cohen, the folks who thought he was a liar the day before he pled guilty, and then they think he's the most important witness in the world the day after he pleads guilty. I can just tell you, a jury's not going to believe someone like Michael Cohen. So if your case hinges upon the credibility of Michael Cohen, good luck.
So it sounds like when you look at these sentencing memos that came out on Friday and the new information that we have today with regard to Michael Flynn and Michael Cohen, what's your overall impression of the Mueller investigation and how it's going for Robert Mueller?
Well, I go back to what we asked him to do, which is find out what Russia did. And until he writes that report, that definitive report, unfortunately for him, no one is interested in that part of his report, except maybe a handful of us. They're all on this breathless indictment watch. I mean, it is stunning that people are reading under black redacted lines, hoping that there is something that implicates the President of the United States. So they've lost interest in what Russia did. That was what he was asked to do. And then the throwaway line was, oh, by the way, if there's criminality, we want to know about that, too. I'm really interested in what Russia did in 2016. I'm also interested in the criminality, but what I've seen so far are false statements, bank fraud, and Comey admitted last Friday, collusion's not a crime, no matter how badly CNN and the Democrats want it to be. Collusion's not a crime.
Now, that is a Troy Gowdy's way of kind of saying they're not doing their job. He is really good about how he puts something where he's not calling somebody a liar, but he is kind of, in this, he's kind of saying, well, you know, this is what his job is supposed to be, and he's just... He's veered off of that. He did that in a very polite way. So let's continue on with Troy Gowdy. I love the fact that he knows he's on his way out, and he's just going to put it down there for you.
You heard from James Comey last week, and then he will be back on December 17th. When he came out, he was very upset that that was not an open forum. And when he came out and talked to reporters, he said that. He said there's no reason why this shouldn't have been an open forum. He also said that the suggestion that there was FISA abuse in the initial stages of the investigation into the Trump campaign and any connection to Russia was ridiculous, absurd, I think is the word that he used.
You know, Martha, I was disappointed in what he didn't remember, but I was much more disappointed in what he never knew. The head of the FBI has the campaign of a presidential candidate under investigation. He never read the initiation document, didn't know that Peter Strzok had signed it. Still to this day doesn't know that it makes reference to the Trump campaign. He just thinks it's four individuals. Doesn't know who Christopher Steele is, doesn't know much about Bruce Orr, knows nothing about efforts to either corroborate or contradict the dossier. Doesn't agree that there's a duty to produce exculpatory information. You know, I ask him, when did you learn that the DNC was funding the Oppo research into Trump? Oh, I don't know. As if it doesn't matter. Well, if you know and you're not telling a judge, I mean, don't you think it's relevant? Hey, my political enemies are responsible for everything I'm giving you, or a third of what I'm giving you. A judge wants to know that. So Comey is one of the best I've ever seen at always being right in his mind. And it doesn't matter if he's a universe of one. When you write a book about ethics and morality, that in and of itself is a fairly high opinion of yourself thing to do. Comey just thinks he's always right, and it doesn't matter if Horowitz thinks he's wrong, and it doesn't matter if everyone else concludes he did wrong. He knows better. So that's what it's like to interview an amnesiac with incredible hubris.
What a line. That's a fantastic
amnesiac
line.
That's why I cut it exactly there. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
That was very eloquent, but wasn't it?
And that's what Trey Gowdy does, is he spears you with the stuff. He didn't just insult you, he just kind of spears you.
How colorful. And I want to bring up a contrast. This Comey stuff is just amazing, and how cocky and arrogant. The book he wrote and all his interviews he's done, and to be as big a crook as he is, what a disgrace to our country and the FBI. So, unfortunately, I don't think he'll ever get in trouble for it, but the disgrace will be enough.
Well,
have y'all seen?
Go ahead.
I want to change something real quick. Have y'all seen that our First Lady is going to papers? And
we're going
to contrast
going where? You broke up.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Donald Trump, Melania, is going to do a first for a First Lady. Do you know what it is?
No, I do not.
She's going to take a ride in the Osprey.
Oh, she's already done that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you see, this is such a contrast. Our last First Lady was in the Herb Garden. Our new First Lady is in the Osprey. And may I say, these Eastern European and Russian women are a fantastic bunch. They're smart. They're productive. They take care of themselves. And if looks could kill, Melania Trump would really knock a lot of people down, because she's got a tough damn look, doesn't she?
I want to tell you something. I think she is going to turn out to be one of the greatest assets of the Trump administration. I like her style of saying, I don't trust people in the White House. There's some people I don't trust in the White House. What she did with that national security advisor, and boom, she was gone the next day after she talked about her not doing the right things for her trip. I think she is going to be a real driving force. She's doing all this military stuff. I think she's got it. I think she's got it going on.
I see her very easily in battle fatigues holding an assault rifle.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If Trump, and he may do it Christmas, if he goes to see the troops wherever they are, and he brings Melania, it will be like a rock star showing up.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, you know, speaks five languages fluently. You know, we need to put Melania in the room with Nancy and Chuck, and they will both be tinkling all over themselves. Thank you. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thank you for the telephone call. How about they're tinkling all over themselves? 272-9228 if you want to get your shots in, well, you better call. Let's continue on with the great Trey Gowdy. Listen in.
Do you believe that he functioned as a political FBI director?
Wait on it.
I think Jim Comey was primarily motivated by a desire to protect the brand of Jim Comey. I defended him a lot in 2016, even when it was lonely to do so. I would still defend him today if I thought he was making right decisions. But he's been so overtly partisan since he left. Not just president, but he wants people to vote Democrat. He wants a Democrat House. He's just become a political flunky. And it's the same guy in this very room that you or I in right now said the FBI doesn't give a hoot about politics. And yet Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Baker and McCabe, that's who was running these two major investigations. And he wants us to believe they don't care about politics. Go read the text for yourself. Go read Comey's Twitter feed and see whether or not he cares about politics.
He's putting it down there. That's the one thing I really like about Trey Gowdy. He really gets it in there. So this was a Fox exclusive that they did with him. And he's doing, I think he's going to be doing a lot more of this. This is kind of like Trey Gowdy's way to say goodbye to folks. And you listen to this, he's spot on. He is spot on. He's very certain. He's very confident in the way he's answering the questions. I don't believe he got the questions beforehand, but this is vintage Trey Gowdy. Listen in.
What do you think about President Trump? You met him for the first time.
Listen to this. You're going to love this.
This week.
Yesterday. Yes, ma'am. Number one, appreciate him letting me come. I wanted to advocate for John Ratcliffe for AG, and he'd already made the AG pick, but he was kind enough to let me come anyway. Wide-ranging conversation from life in Kavanaugh. The opinion just came out yesterday. Not the opinion, but the denial of cert. Golf.
What did he say about that?
Well, he asked my opinion, which he did that a lot. He said, what do you think about it? And my sense is that Roberts and Kavanaugh did not think those were the right facts to have another hearing on an abortion-related case. And then we morphed into my time as a prosecutor. I actually had a victim become pregnant as a result of a rape. So we talked about exceptions and whether or not I believe in them. We talked about chief of staff. We talked about AG. He got Lindsay on the phone at one point so we could talk about it. Was a fascinating.
Does he have a chief of staff in mind that he seemed to be leaning towards?
If he did, he didn't share it with me.
See, that gives you insight into Trump. So, you know, he's sitting there talking to Trey Gowdy in the Oval Office, and then he goes, let's get Lindsay on the phone. So picks up the phone and tells Walker to get Lindsay on the phone, or buzzes his secretary, tells him to go do that. This is like vintage, and I would think Trump would be a lot of fun to be around if you're on his good side.
Sure.
If you're in his sweet spot, he's going to really like it.
Well, actually, I know I keep coming back to this over the last few months, but Penn Jillette, you know, the magician, he was on The Apprentice, and he got to like the finale and lost to Trace Atkins. But he said, even though we wouldn't vote for Trump for president, he didn't vote for Hillary either, he said Trump is very much a guy that is incredibly charming. He loved hanging out with him and talking to Trump. He said, because the guy's mind is always thinking of something and working towards something. High energy. And that knock against Jeb Bush wasn't just a knock. Trump is, for his age in particular, he's just very interested in things. So I guess it depends on how you read it. It might be he has a short attention span, whatever. We've heard the knocks against the president. But it just from a lot of different sources, if you're on his good side, like you said, Dan, he can be an incredibly charming, engaging person.
Well, and you remember when we had him on the show here, he just floated right into it perfectly. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show on a Thursday, TGIF Eve. Thumbs up, Thursday. See a police officer, give them a big thumbs up. We're going to be back after this. Brief break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
We're going to do a flower challenge just a second. I got to remind you folks about Mr. Electric. What a great group of people. I'm telling you, they want to be your home electrician. You need to have their telephone number in your phone. And they want you to be safe. Safety is everything to them. Because that, you know, the electrical fires and mishaps that happen, particularly during Christmas, can be numerous out there. So what you need to do is take advantage of several things. One, they can come out and do a home inspection for you. You may have some things you want to get some pricing on. You may want to look at a backup generator for your home. What would you do during a snowstorm? Because all the power gets knocked out, particularly in my part of town. Well, Mr. Electric wants to be your electrician. So get ready to copy. Dan Black is a personal, very, very, very old friend of mine. I'm talking 40-plus years. That's a long time to know somebody. And he's a man of great character. He's just an out-and-out good guy. Get ready to copy 334-269-8886. 269-8886. That is Mr. Electric. You need to put that number in your phone. Let's go to Flower Child. Flower Child, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
I'm well. And you?
Very good.
There was supposed to be there's a hearing today. You know, I thought it was supposed to be Huber, you know, got canceled on December 5th because of H.W.'s funeral. And then it's rescheduled, I thought, for today. But I looked it up, and it's Tom Fenton and some of the other people that have, you know, investigated the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, there's some rumblings that are going on the Clinton Foundation that are happening today that I got some information on. I've got to check it out when I get off the show. But the Clinton Foundation, we ran the report yesterday, I believe, that Huber is looking into the Clinton Foundation. He's the one that's directing that one. And he's the guy that's out of Utah, and we played that yesterday. I think you may be having something on that fairly soon, though. But let me, before I say anything else, let me check my sources.
Yes. I just wondered why he wasn't, you know, he was supposed to do the 5th, and now he's not on the 13th. That was kind of funny.
You're talking about Huber?
Yes.
Okay.
Him and Comey both were supposed to testify on the 5th, and then H.W. funeral was that day.
Okay.
Just a comment. I think Flynn, now that he knows everything was a lie and everything, he wants to get back at Obama and McCabe, because Obama, you know, fired him and told Trump not to trust him, and because I think Obama didn't want Flynn on his cabinet, what I think. But and I think Cohen, they're just dangling him out to March because you won't get a new AG in there confirmed and everything. So just to keep that shiny object out there that says Russia, Russia.
Well, you may get a confirmation process a little faster than that because of the Senate, the new structure of the Senate, and who's going to be running the Senate, or running judiciary, which is going to be Lindsey Graham.
I think Trump will shut down the government. What do you think?
I think he will if there's a possibility that they can come back and he can get what he wants, but I'm not sure that is a real possibility right now.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, you need to find a hearing aid sponsor.
Why?
For some of your callers.
Oh, man. Flocho, thank you very much for the telephone call. Have a great day. Let me see if I can fit in this this next cut here. We're going to have to save the last one.
As you leave this position,
what's this?
And we see the new Congress coming in, a majority of Democrats on the House side, what do you expect they will pursue in terms of oversight given the landscape right now?
Everything that their base wants them to pursue, everything that is calculated to disrupt the last 2 years of the Trump of this tenure in office, and it's they may be smart enough not to pursue impeachment, although some of them are not. I mean, 60 of them have already said he should be impeached, and Mueller hadn't issued a single finding yet. So it will be very, very difficult for this administration, and they're going to have to decide how they're going to handle subpoenas and requests for information. It will be bitterly ironic for me to listen to Democrats clamor for the administration to be responsive when they didn't say a word for the 6 years we were trying to get information from the Obama administration.
Joey, do you think we can get that last piece in?
We can get a good portion of it in here.
Let's let it roll here, my friend.
All right.
What did you think of the scene in the Oval Office yesterday when President Trump was talking about how he wants to build the wall?
Prices.
He said, I'd be proud to shut down the government over the issue of border security. It means that much to me. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer very much wanted to take that conversation private, didn't want to debate it in front of the public.
For people who like transparency, there it is. At first, I wasn't sure if I was watching Fox or watching professional wrestling. I've been around a long time. I've seen those conversations back in judges' chambers. I've seen them where, you know, there are no cameras. I've never seen it like that. And it was clear to me that Leader Pelosi did not want to have that conversation in public. But if you're interested in a framing of the issues, the president believes that the wall is inextricably intertwined to border security. And the Democrats are trying to convince you that they believe in border security, but not a wall. What I would love for the president to have asked yesterday is, at one point, you voted for the wall. What changed? Why was it a good idea 5 years ago, but now it is xenophobic and racist and not reflective of our values? What, other than the fact that I championed the idea, what has changed?
Do you think it was a political mistake for him to say that I'll own that shutdown? That, you know, if that's what you want, I'm happy to own it.
I think there's a pretty good chance they were going to call it the Trump shutdown no matter what he said. Now, Republicans also need to come up with a response that you haven't spent the money we've given you already. That's a pretty good counter talking point.
Right.
We gave you 1.6. What have you done with that? I don't think there's going to be a shutdown. I didn't think there was going to be one. I'm not sure right now.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show. Audience,
sure.
I want to thank you so very much for the calls today. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Bidell the Great.